$10,466.
Look at that anymore. Does the staff look at that, see if there was a kitchen in the garage?
That was the one that was gonna go down.
No kitchen.
No kitchen.
There was no kitchen down there? Okay, good. That's what I think was said, that there was a kitchen in there. I thought there was, wasn't it?
Well, there was opposition.
Huh?
I think there was opposition stating that. That there was, but he, the applicant said that there was not. Cooking facilities.
There's the bathrooms upstairs or something?
I'm not sure of that. We don't.
You don't have.
That does not matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's just a cooking facility. They can have a kitchenette, they just can't have cooking facilities.
Kitchenette. They can still be rented.
They can have a refrigerator.
So it can still be rented.
They just can't have cooking facilities, or stove, oven, microwave. That's what considers a dwelling, a second, that's what makes a dwelling.
But they didn't have it.
So he can still rent that out as a. As long as it's kitchenette.
Permitted.
It's permitted.
You know, I found it hard to, I think the applicant would have us believe that he, that the contractor did all this on his own and he had no, no input as far as it being an independent dwelling. And I'm sorry, I wasn't buying it. Because, you know, a separate meter, I mean, you know, that right there pretty much tells you your intent. And, you know, that's not a, something the contractor just decides because it's not an inexpensive proposition.
Right.
I think it was just a matter of, you know, a guy, somebody suggesting, agreeing, whatever, that, hey, you know, why don't you, you know, make this as a separate apartment? And as far as building in the setback, yeah, that's probably the contractor. I'll give them that.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, this looks too much like a second home on the property to me.
Right, but since the inspector went down there and wasn't no kitchen facilities, wasn't in there though. No, the people that stayed there was, so.
And how hard is that to change?
Yeah, Susan, if we approve this and say, about 2 years down the road, can you go back and inspect again?
We can.
Right, but there's nothing, you typically don't have an automatic mechanism to make you to go do that.
Unless there's a complaint or we just.
Just random.
Keep it and have them go check it.
Yeah, so I mean, once you get that up, I mean, he can.
And then he can go there and if they're there, they just have to remove it, he goes back.
Right.
Remove, he's done.
But how many of those?
More complaints probably, and then you go back.
How many of those problems do you already have?
A lot.
Yeah.
Ranging from a liquor store with all kinds of signage and to, you know. You know, so by us approving this, then we just, you know, we create more of a problem for them.
So, but by us, if we deny this, he can tear 5 foot off that building. Still put the same thing up and still do the same thing again.
Yeah. So you haven't, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is this AR1?
Okay,
it's so MR, he can have. Medium residential.
Oh, it's medium residential.
Yes,
medium residential.
So, okay, so he can't necessarily have the 800 square foot detached.
600.
Apartment.
Yeah, 600.
Like an AR1, he can have a detached.
Right. Nothing.
Apartment up to 800 square feet. But this is MR, so he can't.
Go through that.
Can
if it were 600 square feet, he could be 5 feet.
He could be 5 feet, right.
Yeah. So he'd have what he wanted. And still had the same thing. So he still had no control.
So if he took 5 feet off, he'd be legal?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he could still do what he, what he's doing right now?
No. He could do what he's doing now, but he couldn't make it an apartment.
Couldn't make it an apartment. And, but there's nothing to say that he couldn't do that later. Unless, you know, somebody complained about it, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
They still do. Like she just said, there's no mechanism to, you know. and check on it, and I say she tried to think of it.
I tell you, I went down and looked at that. He had more money tied up.
Where'd he went?
Taking that 5 foot off. He had gone that whole rod, probably.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Holy good.
I mean, I don't know if we could stipulate that, I guess we could stipulate anything, but my concern would be the meter, you know, on the property, the 2 meters.
Pardon? You had another meter put in on your property.
Yeah. But I mean, like, John's, I mean, nigga, he could put the, 400 that can in and fit off one can too.
Right, 320 can.
Yeah, 320. He done the same thing, but he might not knew that. Like, Church might talk him into it too. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, he could go on either way, what he did. But, for the, there's a fence up now against the property, and from one side to
side yard.
On the side of the fence against it. The trees in the back, they're all the way in the back. You know, I don't see where that hurt anything. But I don't know.
Well, you had a lady, Donna Grace, that was sworn in, testified that she owns Lot 5, Roland Acres, which is behind that fence.
Yeah.
The approval would create a substantial injustice to her and her property. The building permit was issued for 25 by 27, and that's, 29 by 25. Applicant were aware of the garage was in violation while being built. That the garage, you know, has a separate meter and altered. She feels it alters the essential character of the neighborhood, and where she would like to see the second floor removed. And that's, you know, I mean, actually, Susan, with the second floor, it becomes more than 600 square feet, doesn't it?
You only go by the footprint.
Only by the footprint.
You don't.
Okay.
Which side was it? The side that got the extra 2 feet, or the rear that got the extra 2 feet?
Side, isn't it?
Side.
Side.
And rear.
The both.
The side and rear.
Side.
Yeah, but the extra 2 feet went on. Could have gone on both sides, right? Or couldn't have gone on both. I mean, we didn't really get a diagram here, did we?
Not really, I think so.
Wow.
Not of the actual building.
No.
Where's the fancy store?
It's drawn in.
Yeah, we have a.
Yeah, we did have some photos.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, really.
Sorry, I forgot to pass them on down.
No, but really, this,
Come on.
Data the survey.
I figured we might
have.
Yeah.
It's an unfinished 2-story house that's shown in the survey.
Yeah.
Well, that's the.
Is this the original structure, right?
That's their dwelling. What's drawn in by the unfinished is the 29 by 25.
To the side.
To the side.
Yeah.
That's the
lower left hand corner.
Left hand, yes.
Would we be better off to get an as-built survey or?
Kind of see how close it is to that fence from those photos.
I don't know. Maybe we should get asked for an as-built survey.
It has been.
It has been.
Where is it?
I know. I saw the pegs, but we don't have a survey here with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know that it is 5 feet? Who measured that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I cannot speak for Dean Lloyd, the inspector, but I'm going to assume he knows. But I don't want to assume.
You want to wait to have, see if we get a survey then for it next week?
Yeah.
Table
no
to
way
then?
They're going
to
get it in a week.
No.
Or table then until October and see if we can get one?
October.
October the 5th, so we can get see if they got a survey or get a survey?
I would say 6 months.
I'll
6 months for a survey if they don't have it.
I walked out there yesterday and I walked up and knocked on the door. When I knocked on the door, a dog came out after me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I stopped.
It serves you right. You should have knocked on the
door. Yeah. Feed him?
Well, I don't want to be walking around somebody's yard. But I guess there's an argument right now with the two pins. He showed me this is his lot and there's another lot, 8 inches in between it or something. And I said, I'm not even looking at the pins. I'm just looking at the variance. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure they got a survey on that thing that they're going through. But I think we need to see
that.
Yeah,
well, that'd be just hearing that, though.
I really do question the upstairs. All right, I do question that. I think that's gonna, that's what that's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Is the meter in the rear? Is that the rear of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want to be exact if we're considering making the man tear 5 feet off of the...
I'd go along with that. If he's going to tear a foot off, I'd still want to be exact. Or even 6 inches. I mean, he'd think I got to do that off, but I'd want to know exactly.
All right. Why don't we table until we get a survey?
Until we get a survey, just leave it open or table it or...
Just leave it open?
Just leave it open. Or how you want to do that? Just table it until you get a survey?
Table it for a survey, but then put an end date on it, say it so that if you haven't gotten the survey by whatever date you pick, it comes up on the next meeting anyway.
Table it
until 6 months? Or until survey, until they produce a survey?
Until they produce a survey.
Yeah.
Should take 6 months. I mean, I...
Well, should we give them that long? For 3 months?
I mean, he's already got a starter survey here. It's not going to be that hard to get Kaufman.
Okay.
You know, the work itself is not going to be that hard.
First meeting,
he's got his markers out.
First meeting in...
November.
November.
Yeah. Leave it open for the purpose of a survey.
So just put it on, put it on in November.
Put it on in November.
And then if you got it, you got it. If you don't,
there we go. I like that, Rick. That's fine.
November 2nd.
November the 2nd. First meeting in November. November the 2nd. We're going to table it until then?
I think it's the 2nd. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a motion on that then? Please?
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we'll table case number 10,466 into our first regular meeting in November, which will be November the 2nd, for the purpose of a survey only. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.